all I have here.
Okay, auditor's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have in front of you today the report for the account status report for the month ended October 31st, 2018. Both water and sewer user charges are slightly behind for the month and for year to date. However, the connection fees, as we've talked about many times in the past, and both water and sewer have made up for that and show positive variances for the year to date. I also had two quick resolutions, which you have taken care of already. Resolution 2018-72 and 73. One was for a slight change in the introduced budget affecting the revenues and some of the debt service expenses. And then your second one for 2018-73 is to adopt the 2019 budget, which will be placed into order in less than a month now. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Let's spend the question.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to point out on the OCUA charges, we are behind.
$77,000. Do you think, Ed, that we should be raising that to $730 million for next year?
I just wanted to point out that a typical year of rainfall in our area is 48 to 50 inches a year. To ending in November, we've had 67 inches with another month to go. So OCUA flows are up, and our water sales are down naturally because people aren't watering. So it has a lot to do with our revenues.
So we'll keep it.
We'll keep it as is, Chairman.
Okay. Okay, Ed, correspondence. First one is Andrew Papa.
Papa, they had a broken pipe in the crawl space. The recommendation is to bill the customer 9,000 gallons of sewer for the October 1st, 2018 bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Right here.
Oh, here, Mr. Papa. I'm sorry.
Mr. Papa, what I'm recommending is an estimated bill based on your prior usage. Because you had a broken pipe, so you'll get some relief if the commissioners vote in favor of that.
And I wound up paying what I paid the last date, the same amount
for
this month.
For the sewer?
For the water and sewer. I just paid the same amount as I paid the last time.
Okay, so you paid your normal bill?
Yes.
All right, so the recommendation, Chairman, is to bill the customer 9,000 gallons of sewer for the October 1, 2018 bill.
Yeah, you understand you'll be getting a credit for that then.
Okay.
All right, I need a motion for that.
I'll move it.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. McClosey?
Yes.
Mr. Noller?
Yes. Mark Dykoff.
Dykoff, the
name's familiar.
He had a leaky pipe under the house. The recommendation is to bill the customer 22,000 gallons of sewer for the October 1st, 2018 bill.
Move it.
Second.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. McClosey?
Yes.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Noller?
Yes, that means you'll be getting a credit on the sewer side, Mr. Dykoff.
Really? I can't get the water back?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't use it.
Yeah. Next one is Nicole Katassi.
Katassi had a leaky pipe in the bathroom. Recommendation is bill the customer 12,000 gallons of sewer for the 10-2-17 through the 10-1-18 bills, so to be four quarters. They had continuous seepage in the bathroom that they couldn't find.
Move it.
Move it.
Okay. Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. McClosey?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Noller?
Yes. Jack Ross.
Ross, they had a broken pipe at the dock. The recommendation is to bill the customer 5,000 gallons of sewer for the 10-1-18 bill.
Second.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. McClosey?
Yes.
Mr. Noller?
Yes. Gene Susinski?
Stachinski? They had a high usage. This was addressed at our previous meeting, Chairman. We had sent their meter out, if you recall, to have it tested.
Is he here? Eugene Chasinski?
No. Okay, so the meter was tested,
right.
And it showed that it was slow under low flow conditions, meaning more water was passing through the meter than what that was being measured. However, they did have a high usage, and the customer is looking for relief on that. It's my recommendation, based on my field workers' report, that they had a runny toilet. It was discovered while our men were there. So my recommendation is no relief, Chairman. Water entered the sewer, and it has to be paid for.
So no action, right?
No action.
Are you replacing the meter?
There's a temporary meter in place right now as we resolve the matter.
Okay, that's it?
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
All business, new business, I'm going to discuss everything from the board,
Chairman, there was a letter attached in our secondary notes relative to one of our employees. Does this go in his file?
Yes.
Accommodation would go in the file, yes.
Okay, fine, that's good.
Yep, goes in his file.
You want to mention who that might be, if it's an accommodation?
It was Troy Burton.
Okay, public comment. Anybody wish to make a public comment, say anything? Yes, sir.
Good evening. I haven't been here in years, but I formed this authority many years ago, according to you, Mr. Noller, and you, Skip. I'm here basically because I have a, this is my own problem that I have in Lacey Township, and I suggest very strongly that your attorney, Mr. Vasti, and Mr. Gilmore of the township get together and get this matter straightened out. You all know what I'm talking about, and I'm just heading up a group of men in this township that care about this township that have just run out of patience. So, and Skip, let me, since I'm the historian, this isn't the first letter.
To the MUA?
You sure? No one knows that. This is Teddy Heller, remember, out of the warden's office?
Yes, sir.
And Avery and Bartlett and myself, we caught him. We couldn't fire him, but we did.
I forgot about that.
I know you did. That's why they made me historian. I don't forget anything. Especially when it comes to this township. And Jim, you want to be careful of conflicts of interest. That hearing tonight should have been headed by Michelle, not you. You should have stepped down right away. But I tell you this as a friend of yours. And Jerry, you should write an opinion letter to this authority on who is in conflict and who isn't.
John, Mr. Parker, I write opinion letters when the authority directs me to do so.
I'm here as a citizen. I don't say you have to. I don't order you. I'm telling you that's what you should do. Now, you know me. Hell, I love a good war. But you boys have a problem. You better get it straightened out. If you don't, I'll have to straighten it out for you. And you won't like that, Jerry. You know that. But I suggest very strongly that get your act together and get this mess straightened out. And as far as the young Burton boy, Jimmy, you hired him. You hired him because you were a friend of Steve Burton. Okay? We all know. I mean, hell, it's a small town. We all know what's going on. And Steve here defended his son. I can understand that. Because the same group got rid of my son. Right? That's a fact, too.
What are you looking at me for?
Huh?
Casey?
Sure.
Are you looking at me like I had something to do with it?
Well, somebody did, didn't they?
I don't know, John, but I didn't.
I can never decide in my lifetime of politics, which is 69 years, who's trying to lock me up, my side or their side. So I have a trouble finding out whose side everybody's on.
Well.
So I just say to all of you, right? Because you're all friends of mine, but get it straightened out. Skip, you know where I come from.
Yeah, I know.
You know what has to be done. Michelle, you're a smart man. Get it straightened out, okay?
Am I the only one here that's in the dark?
No, you're not in the dark. You play like you're in the dark. You're not in the dark.
I've known you for years.
You know exactly what's going on here.
I have no idea what you're talking about, John.
And I had nothing to do with Casey retiring. I mean, I don't
have no idea.
He didn't get tired. He was fired.
Well,
they made it so mean and nasty for him, that guy right next to you.
John.
John, why don't you stop? Don't you stop. I'm going to stop.
Well, all right.
Whatever you have
to
do.
Hold on. We're getting a little out of
whatever.
Nick,
Okay. We're not getting into a debate here.
Right, exactly.
Thank you for your comment, Mr. Parker. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
So do I.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Okay. Anybody else would you make any comment? Okay. Seeing none, let's go to the payment of the vouchers, which would be in amount of $46,548.08.
I make the motion.
I'll second.
Mr. McClosey?
Yes.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Noller?
Yes.
Mr. Noller, before we adjourn,
yes.
Since we're coming up to the moving into the new building, mm-hmm. and with the end of the year and yeah. the billing and right. trying to schedule everything, I would like to recommend, if you guys wouldn't mind, moving the January meeting to the following Wednesday, to the 9th.
From the 2nd to the 9th?
Because the 2nd's the first day we're back. We got to roll over the year on a computer if we want to move the machines. Yeah. And if we do that, we could potentially get into the new building for the
meeting.
First meeting.
All right. Does anybody have any objection to that?
No.
That's a good idea.
Let's make a motion. We need a motion because we have to put a notice in the paper.
I'll move that we hold the January meeting on January the 9th.
And in the new building.
In the new building. Well, that's providing
well,
the new building
hopefully.
Is... Yeah, we can't specify right. that, but the meeting will be right. on January the 9th.
All right. Okay. What do we know for sure... If we find out for sure we're moving, just put that ad in the paper when you know for sure, because technically we have to advertise where the meeting is.
The location.
I would add that caveat to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. McClosey?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Noller?
Yes. Okay. Anybody wish to have anything else?
I would just like to say that Jerry, you know from the last meeting, that I asked you twice for legal opinions, and you said you would give them to me, okay? However, we never did get them. I didn't want to say anything when the other fellow was here, but...
Well, Jack, let's you know, calling everybody out here, I told you verbally what I believe, and I can't give, and I won't give legal opinions when one of the seven of you say, give me a legal opinion. Because then you're spending money.
Well, you didn't
you
tell
went
me
to
that.
Another, you went to another attorney who's of counsel to the township attorney and asked him, which I thought was...
No, I didn't. You don't know who I went to.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No,
in
you don't.
In any event, you went to another attorney. Did he give you something in writing?
No, I just wanted an opinion on what I was doing that time. It had nothing to do with what I spoke to you
unless
about.
Unless I'm directed by the authority to
so
spend
if,
their
if,
money
if,
to pay
if
me...
If we have a problem with what's going on... We have to vote on it? Fine.
If you want
okay,
a legal
yes, okay,
opinion,
no problem.
If you want a legal opinion, so there's no
okay.
misunderstanding. I don't want to
okay.
be an argumentative, but I don't know,
okay.
well, all of a sudden it's my knife in the barrel here.
Okay.
Now all of a sudden I fired Casey Parker.
Well, Jerry, you didn't tell me that when I spoke to you previously.
I didn't even know that.
Jerry, you didn't tell me that when I spoke to you previously.
Okay. Well,
you told me you would handle it. That's exactly what you told me.
And I did. I didn't put it in writing. I did. You want to, I mean, where are we going with this, Jack? If the authority,
well, I think,
have to be authorized by the authority to
I think
spend
there
their
is
money
a con- I think there is a conflict that if the chairman has an interest in the, whatever it is down there, bar down there, the old latitudes, that every meeting should not be held there after this meeting. Okay?
I don't have any interest in that. What interest do I have, Jack?
That's probably going to come out another time. But every
bring it up now. I don't have any interest in it. I don't have any financial interest.
You said that you're an advisor down there.
He's a friend. I work.
Okay.
I don't get paid.
Okay. Now, how about why do we go to every meeting instead of alternating like we originally said we would do?
You mean after the meetings?
Yes.
Listen, I have no problem anybody going anywhere after the meetings. You know that. I've never told anybody where to go.
Okay,
never
so everyone is free to go anywhere they want to without a price.
Jack,
of course they are.
I'll tell you the truth. I've been here 14 years.
Okay.
I've never heard the disgusting discourse that you're presenting right now.
Jeez,
you've got
Mike,
a personal problem.
I'm
you
sorry
take it up
you
with me.
I'm
I'll
sorry
take
you
it up
feel
with
that
you.
Way, Mike.
You take it up with him. But to bring this up at a meeting... I think it's despicable.
I think it was wrong. That's what's going on.
Not with this. That's not what this authority
excuse
is all
me, but
about.
I think that's despicable.
All right, let's stop. We're gentlemen here, right? We can talk in a civil nature, right? after the meetings, anybody can go anywhere. There's absolutely, you're free to go anywhere you want to go. Home, any place you want to go to, any facility you want to go to.
Let it be understood, as far as I know, you don't have meetings after this meeting.
There's no meeting.
It's voluntary. You want to go and have a beer, have a beer.
See, Jack, you just said.
No, we meet.
No, we do not meet.
And that's socially. I'm talking socially.
Socially.
I'm not talking about an official capacity.
So there's no misunderstanding, and I don't get accused of firing anybody else again. Jack asked me a few months ago if I thought it appropriate that you meet after this meeting at the Southwinds, or wherever they are now, because Jimmy hasn't missed, because the chairman has an interest. And I said, I said, they probably should not go there every night, every time. I think that's what I said to you.
You did.
Okay. So there's my legal opinion. I'm not charging you extra.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened at the last meeting where Jim Nolivo here suggested that it was a little noisy, we should find another place to go to.
Well, whatever.
And there were others that heard him say that.
Well, you're not going to my house. I can tell you that right now. You're not drinking my booze.
I think this is getting way beyond the scope of our meeting or the authority, and this is just personal.
So that there's some misunderstanding. I mean, John started the authority. I've been here since 1981, with the exception of 1 or 2 years when John went to the dark side and hired another attorney in my place. But I work for you as a body. When you, as a body, ask me for an legal opinion, you'll get it straight, and I'll charge you for it. I don't have the right, and I think it would be unethical and wrong, to have 7 guys call me on 7 different things and ask for 7 different opinions about whatever it is. So if the authority wants me to do something, I do it. As simple as that. So I hope that's understood.
Okay.
Fine. I wish you had said that when I first spoke to you.
Okay.
Jack, I feel like I'm home. You got to get the last word in, you got it.
No, Jack.
All right, are we done though, Jack, or are you?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, I need a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. See you in January.
For those who did not tell me if they were going to go to the NUAA.
I'm not taking it.
Right.
You can use my tooth.
Just let me know.
Next Thursday.
Are you taking it away?
I haven't seen her yet.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we saw it.
Is it really?
We saw the long version where you Google it, like the whole thing.
Oh, really?
The whole